This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy, your favorite Grey's Anatomy podcast in the entire world. My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey, and it is a beautiful night for a podcast.
We're
going to do one.
The stars are aligning, and we said, let's do the dang thing.
Let's. And this time changes on Sunday, and I am not looking forward to it.
Well, luckily for us, it's spring back, fall back.
I just don't, like, is it supposed to be a joke? I don't understand.
I'm not trying to manifest the world going back an hour instead of going forward.
Unfortunately, the children don't care regardless.
Yeah.
That's where it's a bummer. Once, before you're a parent, there's a good time change and a bad time change. After you're a parent, they're all bad.
Imagine being on vacation at Disney during spring forward. Like,
I would be like, give me money.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I lost an hour. Give me money.
So before we jump into everything, everyone make sure you go to the Patreons, sign up for the notifications of a lifetime and the chance to see me at Walt Disney World. We will get into that in a second. And also, go to Instagram and find us on the Grey's Academy page at Grey's Academy Pod. Follow me at carmen.gabriel.official. Follow Kelsey at chaoticallykelsey. And leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen. That really helps us. It helps the algorithms. It helps the world find our voices and let them lull them into a beautiful, beautiful sleep. Or maybe someone is pleasuring themselves to the sound of our voices right now.
Why do you have to be like?
It's not my kink, it's theirs, and
have to talk about it?
I'm just giving them a shout out.
Maybe they don't want it. Now you've ruined it for them.
If you're at home and you're
now they're really mad about it. They're like, you're not supposed to be talking. You're not supposed to look at me. Don't look at me.
Break
in the eyes.
Fourth wall mid stroke or mid flick.
You've got to stop.
All right, that's
who let you in the house? That's what I say to you.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
You got some shouties though, right?
Don't like the new iPhone update. It has really fucked with my email. I hate it.
Oh yeah, the email kind of sucks. I just set it to all. I'm like, don't even filter it. Just give me all of them all the time, always.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do because this is really pissing me off.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have a new Patreon or two. Let me go.
Or three? I don't remember.
Andrea! And Joey.
Joey! Woo! How you doing?
Also, before we start, we have to say, the internet told me there's no such thing as a negative calorie food.
Ah, those rat bastards.
To clarify, in the C-section, they don't pull out all of your organs and put them in bowls. Which, okay, here's what happened. I think I said that the first time as like a one-off joke, and then I think we just kept saying it, and then it like became real to us. Because I don't ever remember like why I would think that.
I need to watch I need to watch a recorded surgery video of a C-section, I think is what I need to do.
Well, I mean, I think we can take the word for let's give credit. One of our Patreons who is actively on an OB rotation right now.
So maybe they know a thing or two.
Aaron. It's Aaron. And she did say sometimes when they so I've not had a C-section.
Wait,
so
wait. Pause. Before you actually read what she says, we need to give credit to the original message. I'm going to read this. So I'm admittedly a couple episodes behind, currently listening to episode 15, currently on a crazy busy OB rotation. But if y'all talk about abdominal organs coming out and going into bowls during C-sections one more time, I'm going to flip a table. That's not what happens.
I don't understand what the problem is. yeah, so I do think initially the first time I said it a long time ago, it was probably a joke. And then we just were like, but also it's reality.
I think I incepted myself with this memory. I feel like I saw that there's organs in a bowl.
Well.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm right. My secondhand, like, adrenaline memory of childbirth is probably not as good as someone who's actively in an OB rotation.
There's also, a possibility that there are just, like bowls sitting in the operating room and you weren't focusing on what was in them because you were focusing on Jessica and Marlo.
Yeah.
You would just like saw them. And then because I had said that for no reason whatsoever, no factual basis, you were like, oh, there must have been organs in those bowls. she did say sometimes the placenta afterwards goes into a bowl. Sometimes not, I guess. I don't know. They don't pull out all of your organs. I will say... I would love to know historically the evolution of the C-section, because I know even just in our lifetime, the scars used to be like really big and like way more intense. And now they're like very minimal scarring, and the recoveries are a lot more like streamlined and easier for moms. So I would be curious to know how it's evolved. Maybe I pulled that from the 1800s C-sections when people were definitely surviving.
Well, what's crazy to think about with C-sections is that the same person who invented the C-section invented the chicken Caesar salad. So this is just crazy.
Why do you say these things?
It's cesarean section named after Caesar. Caesar was birthed by a cesarean section.
I don't understand why you're like, I know in your head, you're like, I'm going to say this and people around the world will think this is the funniest thing that's ever entered the abyss. And like, it's just like so rare that is correct.
No, there are people in the entire across the globe going, this guy fucking gets it. He gets me. He
and
gets my
heart. There
are
people who have turned off the podcast and it's solely because of you.
If
like
you're listening,
losing us viewers.
Good. They're not viewing this audio podcast.
Good. It's your fault.
Do you want to read what Aaron actually said?
She said, so I asked, as a follow-up question, does anything go in a bowl like the placenta or anything else we got going on in there? Because, again, I've not had a C-section. I have given birth vaginally both times. And like after the baby comes out, more stuff comes out because like, your placenta comes out. And then I don't know. I never asked about the rest of it, but it was like both times a whole big trash bag full of shit. I mean, not literal shit, maybe literal shit. I don't know what to ask.
Maybe.
But
yeah.
That didn't come out of my uterus for sure. If it was poop, but they like the placenta comes out and just like a normal, I guess there's like a standard amount of blood, but then it's like, if it's more than that, it's concerning. I don't know. Not a doctor. Clearly. So I asked, like, well, obviously the placenta comes out after the baby, so what do they do with that during the C-section? And she said, once the placenta is massaged out, it is put in a bowl or container. So I'm not 100% off that something would be in a bowl, but it's not like your pancreas.
Right. I thought it was the organs just waiting to get put back in and like a big stainless steel serving dish.
And potentially, like, if someone were doing, like, a hysterectomy or tubal or whatever, then that would probably go into a bowl, she said. But that's not going to be every C-section, obviously. It's going to be some of them because it's efficient, you know, you're already in there. Just keep taking care of business if you got to take care of business.
I also thought of a good medical joke while you were telling the story.
Oh, is it? Is it good?
Yeah, what do you call it when poop does come out of your uterus?
You don't. That doesn't happen. Like, if there's poop in your uterus, you're dead. That's sepsis.
That's why this is a joke. Oh my gosh, it's called the pooterus.
You guys know how, like, I say that we're not mean enough to Owen. I think we're also not mean enough to Carmen. I think we
honestly, though,
bully.
Hold on. Let's not forget that Owen cheated. I've never once cheated.
Carmen has not been bullied enough. And that's saying something because he's been bullied by some pretty significant people in his life.
Honestly, I didn't get really bullied at all once this week in Disney. And I think it's because you weren't there.
Probably. I'm not there. Me and my sister aren't there to lead the charge. Who's going to do it?
Yep.
I have to take
line
that
leader
up with
Kelsey.
Emily Lewis.
Yep.
She should have filled in that gap for
no,
me.
I'm going to shout out Emily and Ricky. They were just the angeliest of all angels. It was so great to see Ryan. So great to see Lauren and Sean. It was so great to see Brooke and Gabe. It was great to see everyone. And then even Mark was down there. We got a quick selfie together.
Oh, he sucks.
Oh, yep.
Shout out, Leah. Mark sucks.
I get to see Ryan next weekend and then Leah in 2 weekends, which is great. That's what happens when you come to Chicago.
Ever. I can't do that.
And then also Chad and Kayla. I don't know how I just didn't mention Chad and Kayla. They were also there too.
You're terrible.
I also do want to shout out. So Andrea, our new Patreon patron, is from Germany. I've been messaging her a lot. So Andrea, shout out. Thank you for joining the crew. Let's see. I want to shout out Lexi Lou. We love you. Anyways, I just saw her messaging me back on Instagram. So thank you for that. I want to shout out Renee, Ren for short. She had messaged me. I messaged her back in January, finally responded to me Friday. I'm not going to be mean about it, but I want you to know I've been waiting.
You don't respond to people constantly.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's fair. I've been waiting on bated breath for you, Ren. So anyways, shout out to you. Shout out to sweet, sweet Patreon patron Lake doing her CP in the company that we used to work for. Got the chance to see her live and in person. Absolutely amazing. We tracked each other down, got to meet in person, give a hug, take a quick selfie. That made my day. Want to also shout out Heidi from the Seattle area. And she said it doesn't rain as much as people think it does, which I call bullshit.
No, they say that in Grays.
I guess that's fair.
Like more than one occasion, I think they say that.
I take it back. I no longer
there
call
are
bullshit.
Also, because was it her? Was it? I think we had a listener who wrote in, and they were like, sometimes when people come here and it's not raining, we're like, oh no, it always rains. This is like a one off because they're like, don't come here. Don't move here. We have terrible weather. We don't want you to live here. We have terrible weather, but it's actually not that bad.
To all of you Seattle listeners, I work with someone from Seattle, and I picked up some Starbucks coffee the other day for the team. And I just got like the two big, like the travelers. And I go, I got everyone some, I got like two big things of Pike's Place roast. And she goes, you mean Pike Place? And I'm like, what? And she goes, it's not possessive. Pike doesn't own the place. And I go, that's a weird flex, but okay. And she was from Seattle, so she got that. She earned that right, I think.
I just think it's not really a flex to just tell you that you're wrong.
No, it's
something
a flex,
most of us have to do a lot of the time.
I'm rarely wrong, so it's always a flex whenever you get to tell me I'm wrong.
Would be delightful. Oh man. I actually have to say something.
Okay, say something, because I have like two more shout outs.
This is my least favorite part of this podcast. We got multiple messages and emails from people saying they thought that it was also a Roots reference to the miniseries.
Thank you.
But here's my thing. Two things. First of all, shout out to everyone who sent me that, because I will say like 90% of the people who sent something did say, I almost exclusively agree with you over Carmen, but this time I agree with Carmen. So that kind of took the sting out of it. But I think truly this is just a like a lack of knowledge on my part. That is just not in the like reference zeitgeist, I guess, for me personally. Like I knew about the movie, but that movie was 2016 and this episode had come out in 2012. So clearly it wouldn't have been about that. I just fully unaware that there was a 1977 miniseries called Roots about slavery. So I even like mentioned it to Michael and he was like, yeah, I absolutely know what that is. And I was like, well, that's weird because you don't know what anything pop culture is. So I was like, if you know, this is definitely on me. So I still am shocked by that. But yes, I did have to. I'm not going to keep that to myself. I will admit
that
it seems as though other people took it the same way as you did. But luckily, I'm still normally right. So at least there's that.
Well, listen, that was real big of you, Kelsey. Respect where respect is due to me. And and you, obviously. So yeah, that was a fun reference. I thought you were going to tell me about how I was right that I randomly was like, you know what? One of the Averys are coming back sometime soon.
You did say that, but that's not that much of a victory.
Yeah, well, I still take it like that. Hold on. Let me just finish up these last two shout-outs. Want to shout out Vanna, who, listen, this is so weird. Vanna lives in Naperville, right by me. Has a mutual friend on Instagram with me and found me through the podcast. So very weird. And we both also work in vet med. So shout out Vanna. And then last one that I have is shout out to, nope, that's it. I'm done.
Cool. Yep. Okay. So let's discuss Grey's Anatomy. This is bumming me out because season 8 started, we had like so many fives in this season and now we're just like like nothing's happening. This is how I know an episode is not great. Like, and it's, I'm not saying this is bad, like I'm not saying it's like poorly done, but like I watched this yesterday and today I was like, oh shit, I didn't watch the episode. Because that's how not memorable it is.
That's funny.
And that's happened a couple of times before. But it's like, dang, it's just such a bummer. Because like there are so many really good episodes in this season. And now we're just like in this lull, kind of. It's obviously setting up things, mainly like the Christine and Owen situation. But and Derek was annoying, but I had to be on his side because he was definitely right. But he shouldn't have yelled. But we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. I'll also say, like, you guys all out there have the hindsight of knowing, and especially more even our Patreon patrons, because you guys bully me all the time for my lack of, like, watching Private Practice and ability to binge. But, like, this show, I finished this episode, and I was like, I need to know what's going on with Christina and Owen. They can't just give us this cliffhanger of he cheated, and the episode's changed. Like, imagine those of us, you, who had to watch
yep,
a week later, you just speculate, like, when did it happen? Who did it happen with? Why did it happen? I feel like it happened. It was not recent. I think it happened around the time that she had the abortion. I think this is a past thing, and it's all bubbling up now.
Do you have a prediction of a person?
Olivia the nurse. I think it was a one-time thing.
Okay. That was actually a Discord question that was like, someone wanted you to predict like the circumstances around the cheating, what you think.
It would be a really big plot twist if Owen took April's virginity.
Little redheaded sexual sexcapades.
Yeah. Or okay, like him and Teddy actually like made up and they're only yelling at each other in the public eye and they're like boning in the background to throw people off the trail.
Okay, that would be a twist. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is episode 17 of the 8th season. It's episode 165 overall. It is called One Step Too Far, and that is a song.
One Step Too Far is by the British music group Faithless. Now, this song also features one of the members, Rollo Armstrong, has a sister named Dido, who a lot of people know. Dido did vocals on this, and they also released this on a, it was released April 8th, 2002. As a single. So, April 8th, 2002, the charting on this song was pretty good, actually. So, it was in the top 100 in Australia, Belgium, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Romania getting some love, Scotland, Switzerland, the UK, and the United States, with it reaching as high as number one in Ireland. The Ireland dance charts hit number four in the US Billboard Dance Club Songs. So, pretty good overall. This is not one that made it to my iTunes library. I think I would give it like a Carmen's rating is a 2. The world rating, I would give it a 3.4, maybe. Okay. But it's a fun song. I like Dido's vocals. So it was nice to hear. But yeah, not totally for me. I will say that you're a Chapel Roan fan, right?
Big one, yeah.
So we were driving in the car. Sweet, sweet Emily was driving us back to the Orlando airport. And we were listening to just music, and Super Graphic Ultra Modern Girl had come on to her song, Flipping. And I was like, oh, this is like my favorite Chapel Roan song. And we bonded over that because I love some Chapel Roan. But I don't love her whole album. But I did add recently My Kink is Karma to the list. I do like that.
I love that song.
And yeah, actually, Casual is not a bad song. It's just a little bit too slow for me.
Well, although I'll tell you, don't think Pink Pony Club is that good. And you're wrong.
Pink Pony Club is mid on that album.
Insane. That's an insane thing to say.
It's still good. She just did.
It's not mid. It is top tier. And she at Elton John had an Oscars after party, and he sang it with her at the Oscars.
That's
party.
Dope. We also, well, hold on. First off, also the song Coffee, kind of a banger. But that's like a sad song. That's like if I'm not going to give Adele credit, I don't think I can give Chapel Roan credit on that one.
Adele's so good.
We were listening, speaking of the after parties and the Oscars, we were listening to the live announcement of the lead actress. Because I was like, I was very invested. I'm like, there's an EGOT on the line. I'm in. I want to listen to this. Yeah. And Cynthia didn't get her EGOT this time.
No, I think she'll get it next year. Maybe. I hope she'll get it next year.
I guess she's got a song that is an original song that she's including in part two. So she I think she should have two chances for it, right?
Well, she's not writing it.
I thought she wrote it.
There are two new songs in part two that are not in the stage show that were both written by the same man who wrote the stage show.
Oh, I was under the
impression. To my understanding, one is for Glinda and one is for Alphaba.
Okay. I was under the impression, based on my conversation with Ricky and Emily, that Alphaba wrote it.
I don't think so. Also, too, the Oscars were, they were fine. It is what it is.
Shout out to Adam Sandler.
This episode was written by William Harper, directed by Edward Ornelas. And Ornelas.
I was going to say, that's a fun game. Is it Edward Ornelas?
And it aired March 15th, 2012 to 9.62 million views.
Boo.
And the Netflix synopsis is Derek asks Meredith to work with him in Neuro again. Other things happened, but we are not going to include that here. So there you go.
Lots of things happen in this episode, yet no things happen in this episode.
Yet again, in the same thing as last time.
Yeah.
When you had made that comment about Uncle Phil, I was like, I do not ever remember that man being in Grey's. Because, like, I just don't remember this episode. You would think, like, a cameo of that, like, well-known of a guest would be more memorable. And it's not that he did a bad job. I just, like, don't remember this episode very much.
Well, I gotta tell you, I was very excited to see Uncle Phil in there. It's weird. It's still so weird seeing actors who are dead playing
things he died
that I didn't know exist
a while ago.
Yeah. But he had a great, I'm going to need receipts from his lines later on because he had a great monologue at the end there.
Yeah.
And actually it was weird because it looked like it was going to be not a ton. Like they would do a bait and switch. I guess let's talk about Uncle Phil right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
So he pulls the bait and switch with his husband on life support and signs the papers. And then Christina is, they turn it off. And it's not going well for him. He's, what's his name in the episode?
Sam.
Sam and Michael?
Maybe.
Yeah, Sam Michael.
Carl? Michael? Okay.
Michael. Poor Michael. Always getting into car crashes and being comatose. Veg-like dead brain. So, yeah, it was a sad opening scene. And then it's this whole catalyst to including Emily into this story.
Yes.
But I loved they pepper in this storyline a little bit. It's not like anything super wild and crazy, but all right, you tell us some of your notes on this situation.
Well,
you're better at these things. You're like the the brains and I'm like the brains.
Okay. So
the look on her face.
They were in a car accident, unfortunately, and Michael, the husband who is on life support, clearly didn't fare well in the car crash. And so he had like a bunch of, over the course of the week, like several organ, like a heart issue and then like a lung issue. And then his organs were shutting down. And then it was like, okay, well, we've gone. He's brain dead. And so they were going to pull the plug. And then, you know, it started. And I was like, wow, this is like, we're really early on in this episode. Is this man going to like wake up? What's the twist? And then the twist was he was like, no, put me back, put him back on. I was like, oh, okay. I don't remember this again. So Emily is the nurse that has been with them since they came in. One of the nurses. And I will say when my grandfather was in ICU, we did have. During the day, we saw more like different scheduling for the nurses versus like overnight. Overnight, we almost always had like the same one. So I did feel like that was accurate to my experience, at least. Because I was always like, there was the overnight one I really like preferred to everyone else because I just felt she was very, very patient and kind and like would explain everything to me and not make me feel like a moron. And also because she had been there like when he checked in, it was just kind of like the initial person that we had all met, so it was just like, I don't know, there's something reassuring about her presence there. So I kind of did relate to that as far as Emily being like, oh, I can help, like I know them. And so Christina's like, what are you doing, why are you talking to Aspel? Because as soon as he doesn't want to take his husband off, Christina's like, cool, I'm gonna bail. Which I'm like, okay, this man is still alive, so I don't know if that's really an option. But Owen's like, no, you have to like explain why this is what needs to be done. And so then that's when Emily steps in and she's like, I can help. I've been with them, blah, blah, blah. And Christina is very annoyed about it because she still thinks that Owen is sleeping with this girl. And so things go back and forth. Christina tries to use science to explain. Unfortunately, But on brand, her bedside manner is not ideal for not this scenario. Ideal. So she is, again, trying to make the point clear, but with little to no tact or empathy, which is where people get mad at her, which is fine because it makes
sense. It's justified.
Yeah. And so she's like trying to explain. She's like, look, here's an EKG of someone whose brain who's in a coma, but their brain works. And I was like, ooh.
This is not the kind of slideshow presentation we need right now, Christina.
I love what you're doing, buddy. I do feel like it's such a trope in medical shows for people to be brain dead and the family to be saying, oh, well, they could wake up. And I just am like, is it because I watch so many medical shows that I have an understanding of the difference? Because to me, it doesn't feel like it's that hard to grasp that there's a very large difference.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think every show has had, and they usually, actually what I like about this particular storyline is it doesn't involve take them off of life support so that we can have their organs.
Right, yeah.
Because I've seen that a lot. It's like, hey, they're brain dead. We need your organs. I think Grey's ASAP. Actually might have done that.
They've done it more than once, for sure.
Yeah. I want to go back to that scene where Owen tells Christina to let Emily help her.
Oh, yeah.
This is when I was texting you, and I'm like, is this the girl from Gossip Girl? And correct. This is like the conclusion that I've made is this is the Market Pantry version of Leighton Meester.
Right. Which I will say I didn't see it until you said it. The picture she has on IMDb, I was like, okay, I definitely could see it. And then the first half of this episode, I could see it. But then the more that she was on the TV, it was like changing. I was like, well, she looks less like her.
Yeah.
But I did see it at first. I was like, oh, okay, I could like kind of see where you would maybe like have that confusion.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not. Hopefully, I'm not the only one out there who was looking at that. But when Kelsey had responded, she's like, "I don't know. Let me look it up." I was like, "No, no, no. This is the main. This is like."
Yeah, I thought I was like, I don't know, someone who was on for like an episode or two, and I was like, "Wow, Carmen has like a really deep cut knowledge of Gossip Girl." He was like, "No, like the main girl." And I go, "No, it's not Leighton Meester."
No, my deep cut knowledge just is involving murderers who make themselves into one episode of TV shows.
What?
It's my OJ Simpson knowledge.
Oh, right.
Let's pause real quick and let capitalism take its course for a minute. And we'll be right back. Thanks, capitalism. Keep going, Kelsey.
So yeah, Emily steps in and tries to like comfort Sam. Christina's annoyed every single time that she sees this woman. Then it's just a lot of that over and over again. And then she, like, Christina finds Emily talking to Sam and she's mad. And I'm like, okay, but do you want off this case? Because like, this is how you get it done.
That was confusing to me, too. Pick a lane, Christina.
But then I will say when she says it would have been better if Michael had just died in the crash, because like then it would be the same result. But like, you wouldn't have to be watching it or like feel. I do think there's like, if you're the designated spouse, like if you're the spouse or the partner or the medical power of attorney, whatever it is, even if you're following their wishes, it still has to feel like a very heavy responsibility to make the decision to unplug someone, regardless of like if you know whether or not that is what they wanted. I do think that it almost is like, do you feel like you're killing them? Like there has to be a burden with that. And so I did like that point that she made, and I did feel like it was a little more gentle and more explained in a way that was just more like, I don't know, just less medical and more like, I see what you're going through. Let me explain it to you in a way that like, take some of this off of you. And I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly how I took it. And it's funny how Christina, it's like the most competitive part of her is unlocked in this moment. And she's like, I need to out empathize Emily. So she turns it on and she really does present it in a very digestible way. But there's actually, so there's two scenes. There's the one where when like you said, when Emily is in there and Christina walks in on her and gets mad, but that's kind of when it is known now that they were together for 22 years.
Yeah.
And that's a very long time for any relationship. And they were going to the grocery store and Michael got hit by a car. They both got hit by a car and Michael is, mm-hmm. you know, dying. So that was a layer that I think was very important for them to give a little bit of backstory on this that I think humanized them. But it's interesting to see that switch flip in Christina, because it was still intense, but it was like intense empathy. You know what I mean?
Let me read what she says, because I do think that it is worth examining. So she walks in and goes, because she hears Emily and Sam talking and he's like, how can I do this to him? Christina says, it would have been better if he had died in the crash. He'd be just as dead, but you wouldn't be feeling like this. This way, he's died in slow motion. On Monday, his heart ruptured and I repaired it. On Tuesday, his lungs collapsed. By Thursday, his kidneys failed and the sepsis and infection took 3 more days to kill his brain. Sam, if he had died in the crash by the side of the road, if you had seen him zipped up in a bag and driven off, he would be every bit as gone as he is right now, but you would know it. And you could take some comfort in that. I didn't know him, but you did. But I would imagine that he would have wanted you to have that comfort. And that's when Sam says, bring me the papers.
Do you have the receipts for the actual end scene? Because that one for sure got me too. And also, everyone out there, while Kelsey's pulling this up, everyone out there has, if you've watched Fresh Prince, you have those memories. You've got a couple core Uncle Phil memories. My core Uncle Phil memory is the scene with Will, and his dad bails, and he's like, why didn't he want me, man? And it's like, man, Uncle Phil, I forget the actor's name. I'm so sorry. But man, rest in peace, dude. That's what a guy.
It's James Avery.
James Avery. Yes. Like also, Dr. Avery.
Quick note about that scene in Fresh Prince. There's just like a rampant lie about it. That how Will it was Smith like, was like talking about his actual dad. I'm like, that's not true.
Yeah, it's just good acting.
Yeah, his dad and him like had a decent relationship. His dad didn't bail on him. So just like, that's one of those things where I wonder if the first person who said it made it up. Or they thought it was true, and then everyone else just took it at face value, and they were like, wow, that's incredible forever. And I was like, this is how disinformation starts, which is different than misinformation. But
wait,
I was like,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just one of those. Every time I see a post about that, I'm like, it's not, that's not, Google is free.
Yeah.
That's not real.
It's interesting, though, the difference between social media age disinformation and like high school age pre-internet rampant, right? I think we talked about this before, like the old face,
Marilyn Manson
got his rib removed so he can suck his own dick. Like that was common. That was in like an almanac. You could have looked up that fact. That's how true it felt to a generation of humans.
Yeah.
What happens if I Google that? If I Google that right now.
You're gonna
hey Siri.
God.
Did Marilyn Manson remove one of his ribs so he can suck his own dick? I don't have an answer for that.
Okay. This is like, do you know how you hear, oh, the average person eats like 16 spiders a year in their sleep?
Yeah.
Have I told this story on the podcast? I don't remember this. Because Michael and I were talking. I don't know. We were talking about it. I was like, I'm going to look that up. That is a made up lie that the woman who made it up was writing an article about a study about how people will just believe things.
What? That's dope.
Yes. And so that's not factually correct. So don't worry. You're not eating 8 spiders a year.
Man.
Anyways, that's okay. Funny. So yes, at the end when they unplug Michael and they're just kind of like waiting for the end to come. He's like crying and he says, damn you. This is why it took me 3 years to tell you that I loved you and another 3 years before I moved in with you. You thought I was scared to commit. I was scared of this, scared of how much I loved you, scared of the feeling that I'd never be able to find happiness without you. That's what I was scared of. I was scared of this right here. Damn you. And then Christina leaves and Emily comes out and is like, oh, can I do anything? And Christina's like, yeah, you can stop screwing my husband.
Yeah, that pretty wild
melodrama.
We're going to go from this beautiful scene with Uncle Phil to Fight Club at the hospital.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, yikes.
Not pro Christina in this exact scene.
Here's the thing. I am pro bringing it up either to Owen or Emily. If you are going to bring it up to Emily, this is not the way to do it.
How do you think she should have done it? If you were Christina and you thought this was, you know, some girl cheating on or having the bone session with Owen, mm-hmm. How would you approach it?
Like, I have to ask you something and you can be honest with me and I will put no fault on you whatsoever. Are you sleeping with my husband? Has my husband propositioned you for sex in any way, even if you said no? Again,
you would really put no blame on the other person.
Correct. The other person took no vows to me.
That's fair.
It's not someone else's fault if your spouse cheats on you. It's just theirs. They only took a vow to you. Well, that's just how that's another reason. That's like why I hate the term homewrecker so much. Well, part of the reason. There's also a lot of misogyny in it, but I think it gets put on. It takes the onus off of the person who did the cheating. And I'm like, but that's the person who did the worst thing, in my opinion.
Yeah. What's the deal when the two married people?
Yeah. They're just both being terrible people to their spouses.
Yes.
They're not really like doing terrible things to the other. I mean, they're taking part. It's more passive to the other person's spouse. It's active to your spouse. That's my
interesting opinion. Interesting. Unless you're best friends, that would be, you know,
that is active, a mess.
Active garbage to all of it.
That is just messy messiness. Don't do that. That's my advice to everybody. Don't do that.
I think I was party to a cheating on once. Not me cheating on someone. I think there was another girl who made a move on me while she was in the process of actively breaking up with her boyfriend, but did things.
You didn't have the deets.
Didn't. Well, I thought that they had broken up and they had. Right. They had not.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What can you do?
It's all right.
Anyways. So yes, that's how I would ask but I would obviously, the first thing to do is ask Owen if you feel, sorry, like he is not being honest and it is to the point where it's like affecting your work. I feel like you have to ask the other person. And again, there's a chance that person won't be honest with you also, but I do think this does give Christina some relief, because I do think that she believes Emily, even though she still feels like something's going on with Owen. And then later on when he's like, oh, I didn't cheat on you with Emily, and she's like, oh, great. And then he's like, but I did cheat on you.
Yeah, all terrible. I do think Emily shouldn't have like multiple times tried to like physically come in contact with Christina. I thought she was gonna actually hit her for a second there.
Well, I don't think that, I mean, she says, I'm a flirt, I flirt with everyone. I don't think that it has even crossed her mind that is like a possibility that's something Christina is thinking.
Or she probably like when is she
just
says, like,
Christina doesn't like me, because Christina, it's like Christina Yang, she doesn't really like anyone. She's just like a like direct and like more harsh type of person. And so I don't think she's over here thinking like, oh, she thinks that I'm sleeping with her husband and I'm going to like taunt her. I think, right, if she was sleeping with Owen, she would make way less effort to be in like near Christina. I think that would make more sense.
Yeah.
That she would be like avoiding her.
Or also that moment where Emily says, like, he's the chief. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of natural. Like, not that it's good, you know, but people flirt with people in power. That's like, it's a human nature thing. Men and women, you know?
I mean, she says that she flirts with everybody. I think she, when she said he's the chief, I think that's her saying, so I would never sleep with him.
Maybe.
Like, I would never, like, sleep with my, like, the boss of the hospital. Anyways, so I think, yeah, I believed her, and then obviously Owen is like, I didn't cheat on you with Emily. Also, loving you hurts. What the fuck? I hate this man so much.
Yeah, it's not like our relationship where me loving you actually does physically hurt me.
It, well, less now that I can't punch you, but.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's the verbal assault.
Well, so not physically is what you're saying?
I don't think I've ever felt physically hurt by you. Yeah.
You did just say that it physically hurts you, but that's fine.
It physically hurts me emotionally.
Exactly. And so, yeah, he's like, I said I love you so much it hurts, which that's like supposed to be, that's like a nice thing people say. And then he's like, no, you don't understand. I'm trying to say this to be a dick to you. Like, I love you and it hurts me that I hate that I love you. Basically, it's 10 things I hate about you.
Yeah, that needed to be phrased differently, because my response to that would have been the same as Christina's. Well, then yes. Let's talk about it. It hurts. So it, you love me so much that it hurts. Then we need to fix this. Let's talk through this. Like, we're in this. Let's go. And he's like, no. I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying to say
no,
fuck
I'm pissed
you.
About it. Yeah, he sucks. And then she says, just say it. And he says, I didn't cheat on you with Emily, but I did cheat on you, which, if you'll recall, which I'm sure you don't, when George slept with Izzy, when he told Callie, it was set up very similarly. Like, he walked into the hotel and Callie said, just say it. And he said, I slept with Izzy.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I didn't expect you to. It's a very minute detail.
Man, remember that time I was right?
Remember when George and Izzy were on the show?
Yeah.
So much has changed.
Actually, mad shout out to Ricky, because Ricky wanted to talk to me about something on the show. And Emily, also mad shout out, had my back. And she's like, no, like, don't do it. Don't risk it. And I was like, no, I mean, like, just Google what you're about to ask me. And if it happened in the first 8 seasons, like, I could probably talk about it. And she's like, it's about one of the finales, and I think it was early on, and I'm like, George? And she goes, yeah, George!
Yeah. Yeah, I do hate George.
Yeah, sorry for those
not
of you out
nearly
there.
Nearly like, as much as I hate Owen. I'd take 2 Georges if we could get rid of this motherfucker.
Yeah, I would even take an Izzy back.
So true.
I would take Izzy back as, or Katherine Heigl back as Izzy, and simultaneously as another character played by Katherine Heigl.
You know, when you do this,
like Michael Myers in Austin Powers, and he's playing like 6 different characters. That's what I would love.
I hate it when they do that. Like, what was it with Norbert?
No, you're thinking of Parent Trap.
No, I'm thinking of Norbert. They're like all in fat suits, which is just the worst thing.
Yeah, also not great.
Anyways, okay, so yeah, Owen sucks a lot, and they like Christina. The episode starts with Christina like still, like they're not communicating. He's either not coming home or he's coming home really late, not talking to her. I don't know. It's they're not in a good spot. I thought he was moving out. I don't know. They went to therapy for no reason. Apparently, it's very unclear what's happening with these people.
And she pinches his nose, like it's like cute. And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, just. And then she goes to the hospital, this is I knew this was coming when she goes there. And he's like, what do you want? She wakes him up from a slumber, walks in on Alex and Morgan flirting, which that's a whole other story. Right. And she goes to him and he's like, what's up, dude? I'm just sleeping. Not at my house with you. And she's like, I brought you coffee. He's like, oh, that's amazing. I would love the coffee. Where is it? And she goes, oh, you'll have it.
I forgot it.
Oh, I forgot it. Oh, I forgot.
So, and then, well, of course, then as right as she's walking out of the on-call room, Emily walks by. So she's like, oh, clearly she was about to go in there. But then she had to pivot because I'm here.
Mm. Yeah. So. It's not, you know, Christina's not having a good time. And I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because it's not like Owen making her. Yeah, he's not helping her.
She clearly wants to be more proactive about it, but like one person can only do so much. Like one person cannot do the whole relationship. The other person has to be somewhat involved, and he's like just simply not doing that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a dingleberry just hanging off the anus. And Christina is like the wipe trying to clean everything up. And the dingleberry just keeps on dingling, you know?
It would be okay if you didn't do that ever again.
Which part did I lose you?
The part where you started talking. Anyway, so what do you think is going to happen with Owen and Christina?
Ah! I can't talk. All I can do is yell. What did you ask me? I don't know what you just said. What I think is going to happen? They're going to get a divorce. They're going to get divorced.
When? We've been saying that for a while.
But I think I've said before the end of the season, since the beginning of the season. Probably. Also, what I really hope happens. So this, I do official prediction and then a Carmen fake prediction. The official prediction is that it was with some nurse. It was around the initial time of the abortion. So time went on, and that's why I think the guilt of that paired with everything happening, he's trying to blow it up. He's like a self-destruct kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And that's why he yelled at the party. And that's why they're at where they're at. The Carmen prediction is that he took a conference in a different state as the chief, and he got a lot of hookers and a lot of drugs, and he had like a 42 person orgy, men and women, male and women hookers, and it was just like wild sex party. And like, if you're gonna cheat, just like go all out.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But you do think it was sex, like full-on sex, not just like, oh, I kissed someone else?
Yeah, I think it was intercourse with a woman who believed herself to be fertile and said that she wanted children.
So you think he asked some random woman, like, do you want to have my babies?
No, I think it was just, hey, like, if this goes somewhere and I leave my wife, I just need to know that it's going the place that I want it.
Oh, so you're just saying from now until forever, he's going to ask every woman that he sleeps with if she wants children before he sleeps with them.
Yeah, but honestly, regardless of their answer, he's going to hear what he wants and then gets mad at the end anyways.
Yeah, so even if they say I don't, he'll be like, well, you'll change your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's one more question from Zoe about this. Do you think Owen would have admitted cheating on his own? Or did he just take the opportunity to both clear his conscience and cause Christina pain?
Yes. First off, Zoe, great question. Yes, this is exactly what happened. Also, there's, I don't remember what article I was reading years ago about like the mental effect that cheating has, and telling someone about it literally only helps you. It only clears your conscience.
Yes. So, and it hurts the other person.
Right. So if you're going to cheat, not that I'm condoning cheating. And also, I was mostly joking that if you're going to ever cheat, do it with a 46 person wild sex party. I guess if you have to cheat, make it worth it.
Have to cheat, who is doing that? It's a gun to your head. Have an orgy. If there's,
that's how all my orgies started, with a gun to my head. If you are cheating, I'm not saying that I condone cheating, but I understand that accidents happen. Just keep it to your fucking self. And spare.
This is like, I agree with you, but this is definitely like a very hot topic. Like a lot of people think like, oh, you have to come clean. But I feel like it's more, I mean, there's, I don't think you can say across the board for every relationship. There are definitely like probably instances where it would be better to come clean. But I think just the concept of like, well, you have to always, I'm like, but like, is it really going to help or is it going to hurt? And I don't know. I mean, I just think that it's going to be different for everybody. But I do think if you're just like, I have to come clean, I can't live with myself anymore. I'm like, well, that's your punishment for cheating.
Yeah, that's the toll. If you can't do the crime or you can't do the time, don't do the crime, as
right,
they say.
Right. So I'm just like there. I again, I definitely think it depends on the relationship and like the context and everything. I will say I don't think cheating is good. Don't cheat on people. But I also don't think cheating happens in a vacuum. And it's like obviously very easy to sit here and like judge fictional characters. But I just like one of those things where I do think that the concept of just telling your partner you cheated on them at the base level, it's going to make you feel quote unquote better because you're not keeping the secret from them anymore. But like, is it really going to make anything else better?
Yeah,
there's something to be said for honesty, obviously, but you can't be you can't really make that argument after cheating.
Yeah,
there's some lying and cheating. So,
yeah. And my thing too, like I have told like Jessica and I've had this conversation. If ever there is infidelity, that is, there's no coming back on that for me. Like,
yeah, you say that now. I don't know if that's true.
No, I mean it. So
I know you mean it. I don't think that you don't mean it. I think a lot of people say it and I don't think they don't mean it. I think they're in their reality currently. They're like, that's how I feel. But I think when you get to a place where you're looking at actually like losing your family and the person you've built a life with, you might find more power to forgive than you're currently sitting in.
Maybe. However, if Jessica ever did cheat it on me, did
cheated.
If Jessica ever did cheat on me, or if Jessica ever cheated on me, two different sentences.
Yeah.
Whew. And then expected me to not go back on the thing that I've been saying for the past entire time we've been in a relationship. That would be silly. Just keep it to yourself and hope that someday when she's on her deathbed, she could tell me.
Do you think there's a difference in level of bad between like a one night stand versus a full on affair?
If it's more than a peck on the cheek. No, if it's more than a kiss, that's no.
Mm-mm. So nope. Having sex like a one night stand, like getting drunk and having sex with someone like once, is the same to you as having like a years long affair with someone?
Yeah, both are equally not.
They're both bad. I'm not saying like this one's great. I'm just saying like I do think there's a difference.
Yeah, I mean, this gets into like, okay, I don't know.
It's hard. I mean, it's one of those things where yeah, you can say whatever you want, but you don't really know until you're in the situation. Again, both would be terrible to either do or have done to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I hope to never cross that bridge, but if I do, I'll let everyone know.
I think it was in private practice. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember when Addison had that thing with the guy Noah, whose wife was pregnant?
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
And then she like figures it out and she like confronts Addison and she's like, well, we never had sex. And the lady, Morgan, I think is her name, also Morgan, was like, it's worse. If it was just sex, it's like just a one-time thing. It's just like animal instincts that take over and you just have it once and then it's done. But like, if he's like in love with you and thinking about you when he's with me, that's worse. And I think this would be person to person, but I just think that's an interesting take.
Yeah, I don't know. I would need to think through that a little bit more. Both of them, yeah, both of them are terrible to me.
Yeah, they're both terrible. I agree. I wish it on no one.
I wish it on no one.
Medium.
Yes.
I wish it on no one that I like.
Yeah. I've seen the infidelity firsthand, and mm-hmm. it's just no fun. No fun.
Yeah. Do we have anything else to add for Owen and Christina and Emily and Sam and Michael?
No. I just am excited. I loved getting to see Uncle Phil. That was a very pleasant surprise for me. Did not see that coming and did not expect it. And it was also definitely a shock at the end when Owen was like, I did cheat on you. There's also a chance that he didn't really cheat on her. And he's like, I'm just lying because I don't want to be
just
with
like
you.
Wanting an out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Like someone else that we know who just used. Mm. Never mind. I'm not going to go. Anyways, should we do the thing where we do the thing?
Well, real quick, though, I do have to say this because I just realized it when I said Emily and Sam and Michael, because Sam is your sister's name and Emily is my sister's name and Michael is your brother's name and Michael is my husband's name.
And Sam is also my sister's name.
I said that first.
And Emily is also your sister's name.
Yes. And Sam is also my first name.
Oh!
I always love it. I mean, if you're just now learning that my first name is Samantha, let me know, because I always forget that people don't know that. So my middle name is Kelsey and it's spelled weird. And my first name is Samantha. And if you're floored by that, please let me know, because yeah. I always think it's funny. For some reason, even though it never comes up, I always just assume that people know that about me.
Well, it's also, there's a lot of times. Also, can I just tell you, it's weird now when I'm talking to Jessica, I refer to you as Kelsey and not Kelky anymore. Like, that's another thing that people we never say Kelky. But there are a lot of times people will message me and go, oh my gosh, I love yours and Kelsey's banter, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and they spell with an S, and then I'll respond with the C, and they're like, oh my gosh, I've been spelling her name wrong this whole time. And I'm like, it's not just
she
you.
Doesn't give a shit. Don't worry. It's been 35 years. She's used to it.
Yeah. And I'm not going to out you to her. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's literally fine. Do you remember when you found out that my first name was not Kelsey? I don't remember when you found out.
I don't remember that. No.
I remember Lauren specifically. We were at work and I said, we had sisters in the boutique, and like one of them's name was Samantha. And I was like, oh, that's my name. And Lauren was like, no, it's not. It's like, well, it is. And we had been friends for like a year and a half at this point.
That's so funny.
And I pulled out my driver's license and I was like, this is my name. She was very
You've been
mad
living
about
a
it.
Double life.
She called it Samantha Gate 2K17.
Oh man. 2017. That's when I moved to Florida. Is that crazy or what?
No. What a time to be alive.
Those are the best of times.
Some of them.
Yeah, we had some good times living in Florida.
We really did.
Man.
Anyways.
Remember the pool party?
I remember a lot of the pool parties and all the jello shots. Okay. We will continue the rest of this episode in the next episode after everyone's favorite segment.